This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Aid cuts hamper Ebola response as outbreak spreads across East Africa. International health responders are warning that funding cuts by Western donor nations have severely compromised their ability to contain the current Ebola outbreak spreading across East Africa. The outbreak has prompted travel restrictions and emergency protocols as cases emerge in multiple countries, including the Democratic Republic of Congo, Uganda, and South Sudan. Three countries now affected by current Ebola outbreak prompting U.S. travel restrictions. Funding shortfalls, compromise response capacity. Field epidemiologists report that reduced international aid has left response teams without adequate protective equipment and contact tracing resources. The World Health Organization has documented significant funding shortfalls for effective outbreak containment. Travel restrictions expand as cases cross borders. The United States has implemented enhanced screening protocols at Dulles International Airport for travelers from the three affected nations. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, passengers will undergo temperature monitoring and health questionnaires upon arrival in Virginia. Uganda has imposed travel restrictions with neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo, citing concerns about cross-border transmission. For more context on global health emergencies and their management, public health experts emphasize the importance of sustained international cooperation. Expert assessment of current risk levels. Epidemiologists stress that while the outbreak requires serious attention, proper resources remain essential for effective containment. Key takeaways: three East African countries report active Ebola cases, prompting U.S. travel screening measures. International aid cuts have compromised response capacity compared to previous outbreak responses. Enhanced screening protocols have been implemented for travelers from affected regions. Frequently asked questions: how dangerous is the current Ebola outbreak? The outbreak is serious and requires proper resources for effective response. Funding shortfalls are hampering response efforts, according to field epidemiologists. What travel precautions should people take? The U.S. has implemented enhanced screening for travelers from affected countries. Travelers should monitor CDC travel advisories and consult healthcare providers before departure. Why are aid cuts affecting outbreak response? Reduced funding has left response teams without adequate protective equipment and contact tracing resources, according to field epidemiologists. The international health community faces a critical test of whether lessons learned from previous Ebola outbreaks can be sustained without consistent funding commitments. Early intervention remains important for preventing large-scale health emergencies. Source: Ebola responders say aid cuts by Western nations left them ill-equipped for outbreak. At context: cuts hamper Ebola response as outbreak spreads across East Africa. Description: aid cuts by Western nations hamper Ebola response as outbreak spreads across DRC, Uganda, and South Sudan, according to field epidemiologists. Author: At Type Organization, name GMJ Editorial Team. Publisher: At Type Organization, name GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published 2026-05-21. Date modified 2026-05-21. At context: dangerous is the current Ebola outbreak? Accepted answer: At Type Answer, text: the outbreak is serious and requires proper resources for effective response. Funding shortfalls are hampering response efforts, according to field epidemiologists. At type question, name: what travel precautions should people take? Accepted answer: at type answer, text: the U.S. has implemented enhanced screening for travelers from affected countries. Travelers should monitor CDC travel advisories and consult healthcare providers before departure. Type question, name: why are aid cuts affecting outbreak response? Accepted answer: at type answer, text: reduced funding has left response teams without adequate protective equipment and contact tracing resources, according to field epidemiologists.